It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It is such a joy in this job to be out on the farm, on farms and ranches all across the country, of growers who produce everything from pickles to pork, from hay to corn and soybeans. I hear a lot about the efficiencies that are needed in agriculture today, the pressures that you face. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can lend a hand. From their JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to the JT6 Mystic Grease to Mystic's JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, that Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and maybe take a little bit of that pressure off your shoulders, producers. What they call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. The search continues for the source of the illness connected with those salads served in McDonald's restaurants. The Chicago-based chain stopped serving salads last week at 3,000 restaurants in 14 states, following reports linking those salads to an outbreak of intestinal parasites. The restaurants stretched from West Virginia to North Dakota. It was a fuel slick on the road that caused numerous crashes in western Kentucky yesterday. The diesel fuel slick stretched for several miles on the Pennyryle Parkway and Interstate 69. From This Week in Agribusiness, President Donald Trump has picked an Indiana farmer to be the representative for our nation to the United Nations World Food Program and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization based in Rome. Kip Tom, whose farm is near Warsaw, Indiana, actually Leesburg is the town, has been selected for the post. Kip is chairman of Tom Farms, which has operations in northern Indiana and in Argentina. He served on Donald Trump's Ag Advisory Committee during the campaign for the White House, and Kip was mentioned as a possible agriculture secretary. I'm not sure there's ever been a farmer serving in that post at the UN for our country. Most of the appointees are politicians, or have been. Kip Tom, by the way, did make a bid for Congress. He was unsuccessful. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, a crop duster suffered a broken leg, we learned, when his plane went down this weekend, not far from the Illinois-Indiana state line. It was in Vermilion County, Illinois. Now, the National Aerial Applicators Association has data showing that the rate of accidents for crop dusters is actually about the same as that of other non-commercial pilots. Many of us find cold cases fascinating, especially when someone can be charged with a crime from decades ago. They've kept the secret all of these years. At Fort Wayne, Indiana, police yesterday arrested a man they believe killed an 8-year-old girl 30 years ago. April Tinsley went missing in Fort Wayne, and then her body was found in a rural ditch north of that city. 1988. Police say a 59-year-old man now has confessed to the crime. April Tinsley would have been a 38-year-old woman today. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.